Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Matt's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 95 for June 30th, 2006, The Rex. The Daily GizWiz is brought to you by Retail Careers at T-Mobile. Find your calling at T-Mobile.com/jobs. And now, get ready for Dick. Step by step, inch by inch, we approach the guarded door. The three-headed dog, the alarm sirens, guarding Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Leon!
What are you doing
in here? I don't
know
why my voice is echoing.
Get out of the gecko chamber, Dick. It's just for me. Oh, my ears. My head. Oh, wow. Yes, that's something only a trained professional should really enter the echo chamber.
So what are you doing with that?
I don't know. It's the best gadget a kid could ever want.
Wow.
So here we are in the lovely environs of the Gadget Warehouse, full to the rafters, and I mean it literally, floor to ceiling.
Floor to ceiling, wall to wall, top to bottom,
with
back
things
to front.
That people just had to have not so many years ago, and
not
now
so many years ago.
Couldn't care less about.
Yeah, something like that.
And what do you got now?
Okay, I am holding the Rex, R-E-X. Now, you guessed what an SX-70 was a couple of weeks ago. Oh, I'm going to divert for 1 second. Remember the SX-70 was the Polaroid?
Yes.
And we talked about the Polaroid, and I think you said, does anybody use the Polaroid? Okay, listen, this is very interesting. It's from R.T. Cragen of Brooklyn, New York. And he says, so I was talking with a medical examiner in Brooklyn today, and he told me he routinely shoots Polaroids instead of digital photos because it's difficult to manipulate Polaroid photos.
Oh, interesting.
And this is and this is important in legal settings. Isn't that interesting?
That makes sense, yeah.
It does.
It's a little more tamper-proof.
The technology is so old, you can't diddle
with it. You can't mess with it.
So anyway, we thank RT for telling us about that, what he was doing in the morgue. He'll probably probably listening to the podcast.
Chatting with the coroner. So, I see you're using a Polaroid there. what is that for? So,
the guy said, I thought you were dead.
Oh, no, I'm fine.
Get off that slab.
I just was sleeping. I was resting. So, no, and also photographers still use Polaroid backs when they're testing lighting settings and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, so now back to this.
Now to the Rex.
The Rex. Does the Rex?
Now that you've given me enough time to Google the answer, no.
Oh, you.
I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't.
In fact, I don't need to do that because I dimly remember the Rex as a handheld PDA, early days PDA, like a less expensive PDA that they would maybe sell at the drugstore. And I'm trying to remember who made it. Was it Royal? It was one of the old companies.
Well, it was very good, Leo, because it started out, I believe, Rolodex,
that was it.
Originally owned it.
Yes.
And then they sold it to Franklin.
Franklin,
you know, they make
Franklin Rex. I do remember it now.
Yeah, exactly. And they make mostly translators, you know. And the Franklin Rex, you're right. When it first came out, Leo, it was $150.
Oh, wow.
Which back then was that you had a PDA for $150 was low price.
It was very inexpensive, yeah.
But it was, you're right, it did not do much. It had one sort of a hang up is that you really couldn't input information directly on it.
Just a minor thing.
You
can't actually use it.
Yeah.
But other than that, so you can only sync it? You have to sync it to get anything into it.
But what I thought was the ultimate, Leo, is that it was the exact size of a PC card slot on a laptop.
You didn't keep it in your laptop, did you?
That's how you loaded information. You had a laptop. You slid the entire Rex into the laptop, and it docked. and then you could input your information. If you were using a desktop, you had a little desktop device that the Rex slipped into, and it was a monochrome screen.
Yeah.
No backlighting.
No.
Then very quickly it was sold off to, I forgot the third company, but they started selling it for about $50 to $60.
Oh wow.
It was called Xircon, Xircom.
Mm-hmm. Xircom. They made PC cards, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And they carried it for a while, and as I said, it dropped by about $100. But I thought I was pretty hot. I had world time. And toward the end, it changed slightly so that you could input something, but it would take like an hour and a half to type Leo Laporte.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Right. You would come back a second day to put in the phone number.
In the earliest days of PDA, I mean, there were a lot of attempts at PDAs that flopped until the Palm Pilot really
Yes, came
along.
I think that was the demise of the Rex.
Because it had data entry.
Exactly. Yeah.
And
exactly.
It was expensive, more expensive, but not much more. Yeah. And of course, now the $150 is, you know, I mean, there's lots of good choices in the $150 range.
Yeah, absolutely. I even saved the software. The software was from Starfish, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a Philippe Kahn's company. Yes. He was the guy who did Borland, the Borland Turbo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so this was, what was this, the 90s?
It was 1990, I think it was CES 97.
You remember it by which CES?
Which CES? Yeah, isn't that funny? It's funny because next week I'm going to do a cheat. I'm going to, the Warehouse Friday is going to be a gadget that was so bizarre, it wasn't even produced. So my only claim to fame is that I have the press kit. You don't tend to go to a lot of shows, do you?
I used to, and I don't right. lately. I try not yeah. to. Although I'm going to go to Demo this year, I decided. Are you? Yeah. Do you go to Demo?
No, I don't go to Demo. When is Demo?
Demo is, you know, maybe less gadgety oriented, but it's a chance for... It used to be a really big deal. It was a chance for a new product vendors to show, often websites, though, to show their products to the press. And they still do it. It's a big event in San Diego, and I've never gone.
Oh.
And I thought, well, you know, this is one show I really should go to.
What month is it?
September.
Okay, well, we'll
come.
Talk.
You want to come?
Yeah,
be fun.
Maybe.
We'll do some gadget.
I'll check it out. Maybe we'll do some podcasts.
We could do some podcasts from there. It'd be
live,
really fun.
Live
yeah.
in person.
And another reason to come to that is that week in San Diego, the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday is Demo 2006. But at the end of the week is the Podcast Expo, the second Podcast Expo.
Oh.
And that's in Los Angeles. So we could kind of do both.
Yeah.
You come across, you do a West Coast swing, and we'll hit both. How about it?
I will
think about it. Look at
I will
your,
think about
look
it.
Your
only
miles.
I have to check for both. Well, I know Continental goes to both L.A. and San Francisco, so it's good on that score. I just have to see there are some boat shows and a couple of other things that.
Oh sure,
just,
boat
just
shows.
Just make sure that they mesh.
Take precedence over gadgets. I know the truth. I understand. It's okay. All right. So the Franklin Rex is our gadget of the week. We have
it is.
A final day to do the What the Heck Is It contest. I want to encourage you to partake at gizwizbiz.com. And, my friends, I want to remind you that T-Mobile has a job for you. Retail careers at T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/jobs. Looking for a few good boys and girls, men and women, cats and kittens. No, I don't. I guess probably not cats and kittens, but to man their stores. I haven't yet seen any cats behind the counter. But if you're interested in great phones, a great career, good commissions, and a chance to rise through the ranks, this is the place for you. Find your calling at T-Mobile.com/jobs. And we do thank them for supporting the Daily Gizwiz. We thank you for supporting the Daily Gizwiz each and every week.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's great. We get tons of wonderful, supportive email.
Yes, and we were number one on Podcast Expo.
That's all we cared
about.
That's
all
we
made that. So now the rest is gravy. Or it makes its own gravy, actually, this podcast.
That's the great thing about this podcast.
Yeah, just add hot water and it makes its own
gravy. In an emergency, just add water.
And on that note, I think it's time to bid you a fond farewell. We'll see you next week. Please join us for the Daily Gizwiz.